Philco and Jade Fabrecchi on Zik 96. Time for Rose Smith from Absolute Soul Secrets as we delve into the mystical blue Superman.
Oh, he's got the title right. Good morning, Rose.
Good morning. Hello, world.
Hello. It's lovely to be talking to you. We had a debate earlier this morning about whether it's a blue moon or a supermoon, and it is, in fact, both. Does that happen often, or is that we just overlooked it?
It doesn't happen often, but it does happen. So you get a blue moon, you know, every couple of times a year, I think it is, and a supermoon every 2 years or something like that. So supermoon's when it comes closer to Earth within, I think it's 360,000
yeah.
kilometres. Yeah, so, you know, it does happen. It is a thing. And it basically means the effects of the moon are much stronger than
and
usual.
This is what we've got to be careful of, because a supermoon like this, they start thinking that there's flood warnings, there's earth changes yeah. taking place. And around this time of year, the fabric is getting a bit thinner, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And imagine what that does to everybody emotionally. And then, you know, it's a full moon, and then we have this other thing happening as well. We've got Mercury retrograde, and then we have this Uranus making what's called a T-square aspect between the full moon, supermoon, and the sun. So Aquarius, Leo, and Cancerians will be most probably strongly impacted, but everybody's impacted to some extent.
Well, if you're married to one, yeah.
Does that affect the, what's the thing called, your rising sign as well? So if, like, I'm a Pisces, but I'm a Leo rising, does that have any impact?
Yeah.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it will. Yeah, so if it affects your sun sign, it affects your moon sign, and it affects your rising sign, definitely. And with Uranus, it's quite innovative and imaginative, but it's also very rebellious and volatile. So it could be a lot of arguments around now, especially with Mercury retrograde, a lot of misunderstandings. And so it's a good time to pull your head in, basically.
Oh.
Who should be pulling the head in? The Leos?
Everybody. Should pull their head in. Yeah, and just take a deep breath and calm down.
That's probably good advice for all of us at any given time, I think.
Easier said than done,
yes.
Rose, because sometimes you just got to get that point across and people don't want to listen.
Yeah, they don't. They don't want to listen, so it's a waste of your energy.
Okay, right. Now, speaking of energy, they're talking, you know, there's upheaval in the earth right now. What are you seeing? What are you feeling with this supermoon? What is it causing?
Oh, well, you know, it's all, I mean, there's these emotional aspects that we have to go through. But, yeah, supermoons are associated with things like earthquakes and floods. I'm not particularly feeling that at the moment. In fact, in the last maybe 5 days, a week or so, it's like winter's, you know, really over and the spring has sprung, and I'm feeling a definite sense of spring.
Now, so, has it coming early and we're not going to get a swing back to winter, or do you think that, because we're getting some very warm weekends, even this week, reaching 27, 28 degrees, which is amazing. That's really weird for this time of year, though.
Yeah, climate change is a real thing. It is a thing. And I know some people don't want to hear that, but that's just, I can't tell you something that's not true.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Bilks, you had a question about an older lady.
Yes, an 82-year-old Gemini has got a question for you. She was born May 26, so she's the earlier part of Gemini, has recently had a heart operation, and she's keen to know, do you see anything down the track? Because apparently she said there's also tumours and whatever involved.
I do see a big, whopping great big diamond on a ring on her hand, which means she's coming to terms with it. So I think recovery is quite strong, and a lot of clarity and spiritual insight comes with that as well. But diamonds are very strong, and they usually are formed under a period of heat and pressure. So I feel like she's been through, obviously, a very challenging time. But out of that will come this spiritual value, let's put it that way. But I think this recovery is strong.
Yeah, the lady involved has a very strong faith. So, that's one thing I know about her. So it's amazing. What about you, Jade? Anything you want to
know? I'm just wondering, is there anything happening in the celebrity world at the moment that you can put a finger on, Rose?
I don't know why, because he's passed over. But he was coming to me last week, and that's Prince. And then just then when I closed my eyes, I've got Prince in my face again. I would say that we might be hearing more about him in the media, perhaps.
He's got a lot of unearthed music that that's been in the vaults for years, and they've always talked about bringing some new music to the world.
Or a love child? Could it be a love child? Something like that?
No, I just see his face clear as crystal, and he came to me last week. Oh yeah, it was in the context of sexiest rock stars, and his name was mentioned. Because I was expecting like Bruce Springsteen, Elvis Presley, Tom Jones, you know, truly take your breath away, type sexy guy.
Oh, get amongst it, Rose.
You're getting influenced here. Bruce Springsteen wouldn't exactly be sexy, I don't think.
Yeah, I'm here for it. You like the manly types, don't you?
Just lovely. Oh, I saw him the other week. I thought, oh my God, no wonder I liked him. It's timeless. It's that timeless sort of sex appeal.
Yes, whereas, George Clooney.
You know, Prince has this type of sex appeal. There's lots of people that have some sort of sex appeal, but then there's, you know, you go up a level and you've got, you know, Tom Jones and Bruce Springsteen and Elvis, you know.
I know which ones you're looking at there.
Prince was a short man with glitter. Not exactly my type, but for some people loved him.
There is a sex appeal there, yeah, yeah. Oh. But, yeah, not that kind of same elevation as the others.
Yeah, we know where your mind's going, Rose. One more question there too, again, on the international scale. Now Kamala Harris has come into the whole US presidential situation. What do you see? What do you feel? Is she going to make an impact, or is Trump just going to be the buffoon that people seem to think he is?
Okay, well, I've got the... I'm glad you asked me that, because when you ask me a question, I get an instant picture. And remember how Trump came down the elevator and dutiful Melania was like five steps behind him on the elevator? This time what I'm actually seeing is Harris going up the elevator. She's ascending. She's rising. So she's going to get there. So I will say, maybe it's too, because I haven't actually made a prediction. But it looks like she's going to be president to me. I'll say it that way.
You know, it's funny to me, Rose. I remember at the beginning of the year we asked you for your 2024 predictions, and you said you'd be surprised if Biden saw at the end of the year. You said you didn't.
That's right.
Remember? Yeah.
And I don't remember. As soon as I say it, it's gone.
Mm.
So I don't remember what I say most of the time. Ask my husband.
My husband doesn't remember what I say either. So, wait, that's not what you meant.
Yeah. Hey, there's also, what do you think about this rumour, Rose? There's a rumour going around that Kamala Harris is really a man.
Oh, my God, you can't say that.
No, is that?
It's 2024.
Yeah, it's rubbish. Conspiracy rubbish.
Okay.
This is really bothering me lately, is everybody's got to have their 5 minutes in the sun, and it's actually turning me off. Like, it's like I just want to go and live in a cave or something.
Yes.
So do I.
Yeah, we're a bit the same.
You know what I mean? It's like they'll say anything to get 5 minutes of fame, and it's like it's not worth it, guys. You know, have some integrity.
Yep, anything for clicks and attention, Rose. Well, if people want to find you, and that happens to us whenever we talk to you, that weird thing. What's the best way? Just head to the website and make a booking?
Yeah. Well, I don't do personal readings, but you can make a booking with one of my psychics that has actually read for me. They all go through an involved interview process. Or alternatively, 8:30 on Monday mornings, come to Facebook and look for Absolute Soul Secrets. Every Monday morning at 8:30, I do a free pick a card tarot reading, and you just pick a number 1 to 5, and then I do an interpretation on it.
Thank you, Rose Smith. Love that. Thank
you
very much.
Good to talk to you, Rose. Thank you very much.
And watch out for that blue Superman.
Superman.
It's going to mess with your emotions.
That's Prince, see?
And don't get into arguments. So
no, you and I, mate, we're friends. We're good.